pass over now. Let's try the two dots at the bottom of the page. The mission said, "Befani nechtem kula, befani nechtem chesher is posel." So he only witnessed one of the two signatures. So that's posel. Amr b'chistav, afilu shnai me'idim al chasim esyad sheni. There's two edim who recognize the second signature, which is a regular din of the kiyum shtoris. So the shliach recognizes the first signature, and he says, "But I saw that signature being signed." Funny nechtam. Two of them say, "Well, he didn't see the second signature. But we not recognize. We weren't there at the time of the chasima. We're not shluchim. We live here, but we recognize that signature. It's possible. My time. So why is it possible? You have everything covered." Because either we're going to use the regular halacha of kiyum shtoris, or we're going to use the special tekana of b'farinetam b'farinechtam. But to combine the two, you can't combine the two. So Maskev LaRabba, Rabba finds Rav Chista's statement difficult. Mi'ika midi, is there anything comparable to what you're saying? Di'ilu amrichad kosher. If the Shliach would say, "I recognize the signature, it's kosher." Now, because so if the Shliach says, "Befalei nechtav the chasima, befalei nechtam the chasima," and by the way, I recognize the second signature. I wasn't there, but I recognize it. Okay. Or, well, better case, the Shliach says, "I recognize. I wasn't there by the chasima, befalei nechtav. I saw the ksiva, and the chasima, I wasn't there, but I reckon I know both signatures." So the loch is that is kosher. So even this one person who's not saying a b'teris, the tekana b'farinat ha'farinachtam, can be made on the signatures based on recognition. So one person can do it and it's good. And now you're telling me, but if two people do it, it's possible. Deal on Rechad Kosher, Hashadika Trey, Puzzle? So that din that Rav Chista is saying, as said, does not seem to make sense. Ela Merava. Okay. I feel the Huva Akram, Eden al Chasim is Yad Sheni, is Puzzle. So the Shliach comes and says, not as a shliach saying b'farinetav b'farinechtam. He says b'farinechtav b'farinechtam chetzioi. The second signature, if you would have said, "I recognize it," it's kosher. But if a second aide comes with him and says that the second signature is a valid signature, it's possible. So my time also lachlufa ebekim shtoris da'alma. But now, when two people are being made, he and another are being made on the second signature, that looks to people like Adis. Okay? And once you compare it to the din of Kiyam Shtoris, because Nafik Naki Riva de Mamoina Apuma de Chat Sahada. So if you. If a total, the total, there's two signatures, and you need two edim in each signature. So it comes out that there's a total of four things which are necessary: two edim a signature one, two edim a signature number two. That's a total of four. If we have a situation where one of the edim is playing an oversized role, and he's doing three quarters of the work, and one edim is only doing a quarter of the work. That's called that one person is taking out three quarters of the money. So four quarters minus one quarter is three quarters. Nechi river the money, subtract one quarter of the mammon, which means one quarter less than total. Don't ask me why the woman writes like that. But okay, versus one minus one quarter of the money means the total minus one quarter of the money is coming being taken up at 1/8. Because he's being made on the first signature, totally by himself.
And he's being made on half the second signature. So he's doing three quarters of the work. The law is that that the Edom have to be balanced. So if this is going to function like Kiyam Shtoros D'Alma, if it's Kiyam Shtoros D'Alma, there's a rule you can't do the Nechi River the Mamayna, Apum of the Chatz Sahara. If the Shliach had walked in and said, Refarei Nechtav, and Refarei Nechtav Chetzioi, and I recognize the second signature, and that's all he would have said, and that's all we would have had, we'd be fine. It's not Kiyam Shtoros, there's only 1-8. We said before that if he's made, I recognize the signature, that's good enough as well. Because by saying Refarei Nechtav, it's not confused with Kiyam Shtoros. So we see in front of us the process of one person is doing everything, no problem, we're good with that. But now that you bring a second aid with him on the second signature, it looks like Kiyam Shtoros. But it looks like we're allowing Kiyam Shtoros, one person doing three quarters of the work. That's a problem. So that's worse than if he's done the whole thing by himself. So Rav Ashi says it doesn't make any sense. Maska lo Rav Ashi, meika midi, dilo masik le iu le kule dibura kosher. Ha shadika chad badei posel. That Chazal should, you're telling me that him to be made a nimakir as a signature, a nimakir as a chasima, without, I'm not saying Refarei Nechtav, I'm just saying, listen, I wasn't there, but I tell you, I know the signature, I know it's a good signature. That's good. So we gave them money to the Shliach to be made with Kiyam Shtoros, and we're not worried about confusing the Kiyam Shtoros Baum and saying, well, it's 2-8 him, you know, 1-8 to 8 him. He said, Refarei Nechtav, everything's wonderful. Now the second guy wasn't here, by the way, I also recognize it. Oh, Treif. It's not Mistabra. Okay. El Omer Ravashi. Afilo Omer Ani Hu Eid Sheni. I'm the second signature. So, I Refarei Nechtav, but he's not being made, but Refarei Nechtav, he's saying, I signed it. Okay. Fine. So then, Rav Chista's Yisrael is true. My time, Oikulam B'Kiyam Aget, Oikulam B'Tchon Sechom. Saying I signed it is a form of Kiyam Shtoros. But that type of a statement is not a statement of eight. It's not a statement of Refarei Nechtav or a statement of a recognized signatures. That's a whole new type of eidus that he's been made about himself, not about the signature, as it were. So that you cannot be combined. So Refarei Nechtav, I witnessed the chasima. I recognize the chasima. Those can combine together as one eidus. This is a different. This you can't combine. Okay. Let's see Rashi until here.
You can't combine it. What's the concept of the Shifter? I mean, the conclusion here appears to be possible, no?
You cannot combine them. So it's possible.
But if you didn't have the second person saying that I signed it, it would be kosher. And you can't combine them. So just disregard the second person entirely. Say thank you very much. We're done with you.
No, the Shliach said, Befarei Nechtav, Befarei Nechtav Chetzioi, Vani Hu Eid Hasheni.
Oh, but I see. I'm sorry, I thought you were saying that he recognized the second.
Let's see Rashi. Okay. Amr Chista. Back on the Tesla of Manalev. So, lovely frushim asnisin also looking asnisin b'hachi. When the Mishnah says Befarei Nechtav, Befarei Nechtav, Mechetzi Apostle, Rav Chista says even this, that like that's pshat the case. That's the case of the Mishnah. No, the case of the Mishnah stands on its own. El Svar Didei Moisef V'Omar. He's just saying. But by the way, I want to tell you that the din of the Mishnah would be true even if X. It's not the case of the Mishnah, but that the din of the Mishnah would be true even if X. He's adding his own sword. Rabbi Abusa, the Philistine in the Shuk, Me'idim, Shemekirin Yad Eid Chasimus Hasheni. They recognize the second signature. Shlahoyer Shliach Alav. The one with Shliach did not witness the Chasima. Still possible. Because either you can do all but Kiyam Get or Betchadat Chachamim. Kiyam Get means Hanu Eidim Amidim Achaisim Eidim. That's the regular din of Kiyam Shtoris. There's a special tekan over here that the eight, the shliach, can be counted as two. So Rechisa says you can't combine the two. So Rava said, don't get it. It's kosher. So the shliach says, and I recognize both signatures. I didn't see it, but I recognize both signatures. So that's kosher. How do I know that the Hachir Mimina and the Perakama? Tchiyomer Yodeani, Nami Mehemen. So as long as he says, and we're not going to confuse this with regular Kiyom Shtaris, which according to Rabbi, that's the whole reason why you say Mephani Nechtav. It's only just to do that. So long as you have that in place, even if he says Yodeani, it also works. Mishmai Tikamaisa, that was there the first sugya in the beginning of the Masechta. So worse is according to Rabba that you need Eidus and Lishma, it doesn't work because the issue is not recognize the signatures. The issue is knowing that you saw them and i.e. you were there and you know the process was done properly and they did it Lishma. According to Rabba, that the point is just to recognize the signatures, Kiyam Shtaris. So the only problem is Chazar Masechta one is enough, fine. And but you'll come like Lufi Bakhtiyam Shtaris to Alma. You're going to confuse it with regular Kiyam Shtaris and think normally you can be Mekayim Shtar with one person. No, you won't make that mistake because we require the Sheikh to also say Mefanei Nechtav, and that's strange enough that people will say this is not, can't be the regular Kiyam Shtaris. Why have to see the Kasiva? But once you have it in place, even if you say Yadayani, it's also good. So Rabbi said, so the case was different. That he said, Refari Nechtav, Refari Nechtam Chetzioi, and Hu Va'acher, Hashliach Va'acher, Min Hashuk Imoi, are made on the second signature. Now, Vimhoyim made Aleah, Vimlohoyim made Aleah, Hashliach Levadoi, So Rabbi says this din of that Yudeani works even on one signature. So funny nechtav, funny nechtam chetzoy. Yudeani of the second, I recognize the second signature. That would be fine, but he didn't do that. He brought a second aid. I will ask shahoya akri imoy is possible, but now that there's a second person being made with him, it's worse. Why? Because now that there's two people being made, it looks like Kiyam Shtaris, because you're having two people. And you're allowing the Kiyam Shtaris one aid to be made on both, and one aid only be made on one. So one aid is doing three quarters of the work. Also, the clue of Kiyam Shtaris down. Okay. So what would the case be by Kiyam Shtaris? What would be the parallel case be? So we have this case in Ksubas. So two people signed in a shtar, and one person dies. And now, so the person will leave the Zek Savyadi. I signed to this. So the Mishnah therefore this says if Reuben walks in the bez, Reuben and Shimon signed in the star, Reuben walks in and says, this is my signature, Shimon says, this is my signature, there's two aid being made, that's good enough. Each one's only, there's only one aid to be made in each signature, but since there's two aid and each one's being made on their signature, so there's a place in the Mishnah whether you need Zek Savyari Savyari Shachaveri or not. One title holds even that, even without that, it's good enough. So now the person walks in and says, I signed, so that's taken care of. Now the second signature, I recognize it. Well, it's only 1/8 of the second signature. Then, and somebody else also recognizes the second signature. Arena Basic Suvis the Enochium. It doesn't work. Why? Actually, we need two people being made on the signature of the deceased aid. Why? Because if you're going to allow this case, what you're going to have is the imkain novik plus a river the mamona. You take out 3/4 of the money. A puma dechad based on one person's own aidus. The kaimalon then adam loimer zeksav yodi. The complex of the Mishnah. But we paskin like the Chachamim that the person's meyid on his own signature is sufficient. We don't need a second aid on that. So when he's made in his own signature, he's taking care of half of the required aidus. On the second signature, he plus another aid are being made together. So he's doing part of that work also. So he's doing more than but in this kiyum, he's doing more than half of the work. If he will then join Aedus on the second signature with another Aedus, so it comes out he's doing the Kiyum Shtaris requires Aedus on two signatures. He took care of one all by himself, and the second one he's doing half, so he's doing 3/4 of the work. So what's wrong with that? Rachmana Amar Apishnayim. The Masha Palga Puma the High Upalga Puma the High. Aedus is where they share equally. Okay. So Makim Storis, such a situation does not work. So over here by Get, that's what's happening. So on the first signature that he saw, he's believed by himself. And the second signature, whom he tzarev imacher, the kaimai b'tarish sharki yimei shtaris, he's being mekaimai like any kiyum shtaris. So in half of the aedus of the signatures, he did all by himself. One signature. The second signature, he's sharing with somebody else. So if we're going to allow this, we're allowing one aid to do 3/4 of the work. Now, the truth is over here, like Rashi said before, he doesn't really need the second aid. He's never to be abandoned on the second signature all by himself also. But he didn't do that. He brought a second aid with him. So now it looks like Kiyum Shtaris. And we're allowing, in a scenario of Kiyum Shtaris, one aid to do the majority of the work. That's going to confuse us to that scenario, which that's a problem. The truth is, really, he can do the whole thing by himself. So the second aid really is not a problem. It's not an intrinsic problem over here, because the second aid is basically ignored. But what it does is it confuses it with regular Kiyum Shtaris, and then it's a problem. The Rabban Kishrei on Mishum Gezera Shtar Shtaris. Who? So the whole problem is because the Gezera will confuse this and allow a similar type of scenario by other Shtaris. But there it's a problem. The Chiriv of the Mamina Kamam and Yotz Apiv Chaser Revia. He's taking out all the money except for a quarter. Comes with Rashi says, it's not me star, but that he can do it all by himself, and it's fine. Another person be made, and now it's a problem. Because Al should make such a problem, not me star. So what's the case? And the UA is Shani. So, Befani Nechtam. I saw half one signature, and I'm the other aid. So that statement, I'm the other aid, is not an emunus of special to cut of the emunus of shliach bringing a get, because that's a general rule. The person named and say, "This is my signature." So that is mamish kiyum shtaris. So here we have it's either half of it is a special to cut of shlichus, and half of it is the regular dinner kiyum shtaris. It's not. This is mamish kiyum shtaris. Anu kiyum shtaris. Again, kishar shtaris. Anu meyid zeh ksav yodi. Okay.
So if the gentleman had said, instead of I'm your aid, I recognize both signatures.
If the sheikh would say, the shliach comes and says, "Befalei nechtav," and I did not see any of the chasima, but I recognize both signatures, it's kosher. If the sheikh says, I saw one signature and I recognize the second signature, also kosher. The sheikh says, I'm the second aid, it's a problem.
Right, so he can be one of the two aiding the shliach.
Right.
Just when he reports, he can't say that.
Right.
So we've got to make sure that he's properly trained.
Correct.
Thank you. And if he does mess up in that way, do we force and you get to be presented, or
sorry,
if he does mess up in that way by saying that he's a second aid,
can you redo it? Yeah, so he could say I witnessed both signatures, but that's a true statement. He did, right? Okay. Okay, so the Mor is going to ask on this statement, on this din. Okay. So the more Tanan. Mishnah says before I nechtav kuloi, before I nechtav mechetzu is possible. So that's the case of the Mishnah. So either chetzoy hechidami. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Mishnah says he only made on the chesima one aid. It's no good. Of course, it's no good. You weren't mekayim both aidim. So what's the case? Elaim the like the master leah klal. So hash the echad amr b'fanei nechta v'echad amr b'fanei nechta. The high kumas and a kula kasima, the high kumas and a kula kasima is possible. We can't have two different people being made in each part. So chetzimi boy, so that's already a case of the Mishnah. To tell me that he only made half of the signatures, it's possible? Okay, no, of course it's possible. So what's the point of the Mishnah? The point of the Mishnah is to tell me there's a case which is possible. Right? So Ella Oikida Rava. That Oikida Ravashi, Lafugim of Kista. So the point of the Mishnah is Ada Rabbi to tell me without saying anything, I would assume that these cases are no good. I'm limiting the psul of the Mishnah. That's not always a problem. There's going to be a scenario of before I nechtam chetzer, which is kosher. So according to Rava, that's true. According to Rashi, that's true. According to Rav Chisda, that's not true. He did not give me a scenario where before I nechtam chetzer, before I nechtam chetzer, there's a way to be kosher. He didn't give me an option. According to Rava, there is an option.
Who cares?
If two enemies made on the second signature, it works. According to, right, so according to Rav and Ravashi, we understand the purpose of the Mishnah. But according to Chista, the Reish already told me all these cases are possible. So what's the safe adding? It's possible. We know it's possible. So that's the worst cash. Okay. There are definitely cases in the Mishnah which do not seem to be necessary. Terraces. It's building up. This case is possible. You know, not only that, even that case is possible. Well, what's the second case? Of course, the first case is possible. It's a Kabbalah Karmer. You're right, but that's how the Tana writes. He writes this, then even this, etc. So there's talking no case which is kosher, but the Tana is building it up. Okay. Zot Rashi. Elo. A little less than halfway down the page. Lav al karchacha isn't the purpose of the Mishnah. Aren't we forced to say that Mishnah Yaseira the Naked? The reason why the Mishnah said another, this scenario, which is, seems to be unnecessary, is Rebusa Aslashminen. My Dolashi Ashminen, with that which I didn't know from the previous case, this Mishnah is Mimachat, it's telling me. What is that? So he said two different people being made doesn't work. So he's saying a Kabbalah Karmer, if one person be made and only part of the signature, then the other people be made and something else, right? That doesn't work. So what's the Kiddush? Will appear my rabusa also lashmina. So I'm sorry, Rashi learned like this. Rashi learned that the Mishnah comes to tell me something's a case which you thought would be kosher, which is possible. But how far do you take it? What's the case which you thought would be kosher, which is really possible? So Rukhisa takes it all the way. There's no scenario which can be kosher. Rabbi says, no, there are some cases which are kosher, some cases which are possible. So you have a general rule when you're being mechadish something, and it's not clear what it is, you have to assume the smaller kiddush. So we would assume without the Mishnah everything is kosher. So Mishnah told me, no, that it's possible. How much? Some of it. No, all of it. I can't be mechadish all of it. Maybe only some of it's possible. If the assumption without the Mishnah is that it's kosher, now I can't say anything more. Without the Mishnah, we would send Swara. Two enemy made on the second one is fine. Kabbalah says, no, it's not fine. But how far are we going to take that not fine? Without the Mishnah, we would assume that and two enemy on the second signature works. Kabbalah says, I have a Kiddush. No. You can't mix different Takanas. Kim Shar is at the Kiddush. Without the Mishnah, I would assume it's kosher. But there's three scenarios which we gave, which we think are kosher. Does the Mishnah tell me that they're possible? So I would assume without the Mishnah, all are kosher. So the Mishnah, no, I'm telling you, Kiddush, that they're possible. How many? You have the right to be Mekadosh all three. If the Mishnah says explicitly, it says explicitly. But it doesn't say explicitly. It says, you know, there's something out there which you thought is kosher really is possible. So my logic tells me that they're kosher. The Mishnah says, no. Some of them are possible. No. Mishnah Mechadosh, all of them are possible. How do I know the Mishnah meant that? Without the Mishnah telling me that. Just saying, in general, we assume when you're Mechadosh a Kiddush, we assume the smaller Kiddush. We can't prove a larger Kiddush when there's a possibility of a smaller Kiddush. Okay. The Kivan Asisim Mishum Rabusa Os will appear my Rabusa Os Lashminan. The Mishnah is being Mechadish something which I wouldn't know otherwise, and it doesn't tell me what that is. You can't be Mechadish the biggest possibility. Al Rabusa Zutrasi, a smaller Kiddush, going the Rava or Ravashi. The Holoshamati Minor Rabusa. The Mishnah doesn't say explicitly what this is. It's an extra case. There's something out there which you thought is okay, which is not. Okay, Mashrolon. I feel a Rabusa Zutrasi. Once you have even the smaller Kiddush being true, Sulav Mishnah Yaseri, it's not an extra Mishnah anymore. So you want to be mechadish Rav Chisa's din? We need to say it explicitly. Now Rashi says, one second. The way we present it is that Rav Ashi is allowing most cases and denying one case. Rava is denying two cases. Rechitz is denying three cases. So if your whole point is we cannot be mechadish larger chidushim, and we can deny only the smallest amount, so only Rav Ashi is right. Why is Rava right? Rim Taimar, Lafuki Nami Mida Rava, Lo Ashwin and Ella Hard the Rav Ashi, the Zutra. So maybe only Rav Ashi, not Rava. Rashi says no. So Rashi doesn't say B'yesh Lomers. Like Tosfos it does. The Rava Nami Lo Adifa Mino. The really true, the Rava's case, it's not one, two, three, it's one, one. There's two parallel case, similar cases, which each one is fairly similar in the great level of psul. The Bashar Shtaris Nami Pasul, Kinav and the Chiriv and the Mamayna Puma the Chatzin. That Rava's point is that there's something which is pasul in general, and we're going to pass it over here as well. And Rav Ashi's point is that we have something which is possible somewhere else because it's actually Kiyam Shtar. It's a psula Kiyam Shtaris. He'll be getting Nami Shaykh the Mipsal Mishum Shar Shtaris, the Lichlif. She says everything. What about that? That's also confusing. In general, it's not the pshat the way we're learning until now. Get is a whole new concept, and we're being geyser from get everywhere else. It's all the way around. This is Kiyam Shtaris. And really, this is a real thing called Kiyam Shtaris. And if this is possible, it's possible. But over here, Chazam is the kind of to make it kosher. As long as it's not confusing. Well, it's confusing. So this is the regular din of Kiyam Shtaris. So Rav Ashi's case is a problem of Kiyam Shtaris. And Rav's case is also a problem of Kiyam Shtaris, which doesn't have the protective umbrella of not being confusing. That's how Rashi learns Rav. Let's not run through that. Let's hold it here.